Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak to Josh, please?
This is Josh.
Good morning, Josh. My name is Kelvin Harris. I'm calling from Bank. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine. So the reason I'm calling is because I've been asked to give you your follow-up phone survey in regards to your employment application with us. Did they tell you that there would be a phone survey at all?
I don't believe so.
Okay, so I see you completed your interview and you did your 100-question paper survey. After we review all that stuff, the next step is a follow-up survey done over the phone. Now, this survey will take about 5 minutes, and it basically consists of hypothetical scenarios that could occur during your employment with us. And basically, it tests your decision-making skills. Now, do you have 5 minutes for me to run down these questions with you?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay, great. And I'm going to remind you, Josh, that as I'm asking these questions, all we want you to do is answer them honestly. There's no right answer, there's no wrong answer, just the honest answer is what we're looking for, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, question one. A good friend of yours who works at your branch has been stealing money and getting away with it. You find out it's because his grandma is sick and cannot afford her medical bills. Do you report this individual? Yes, no, or uncertain?
Yes.
Yes, you report them?
Yes, I would report them.
Okay. Question two. A robbery at your branch has developed into a hostage situation. You are hiding in the back of the building and the robber doesn't know you're there. Would you attempt to sneak out the back door, try to subdue the robber, or remain hidden until they leave?
Those are my only choices.
In this case, yes.
Then I guess I would try to sneak out the back door and, you know, get the police or something.
Okay. Next question. A man walks up to your window holding a gun to the head of an animal. He threatens to kill the animal unless you give him money. However, the animal he is threatening is a poisonous snake. Do you give him the money or allow him to kill the animal?
I'm sorry, did you say he's holding a snake?
Yes.
Is he threatening me with the snake?
No. He's threatening to shoot the snake unless you give him money.
I guess I'm just kind of confused why anyone would do that.
So you don't have an answer then?
No. I mean, I guess since he has a gun, I wouldn't want him to shoot anybody. So I'd give him the money.
Okay, just a few more questions here. A terrorist situation has developed at your branch. The terrorist is demanding money or else they will detonate an explosive device in your bank. Unknown to the terrorist, you have access to a gun behind the counter that could kill him. However, the terrorist is a baby. What would you do?
Okay, hold on. Run this by me one more time. Okay, so there's a terrorist and they want money.
Correct.
I can shoot the terrorist, but he's holding a baby?
No, the terrorist is a baby.
Who's a baby?
The terrorist. The actual terrorist is a baby.
I thought this was a quiz on things that could, like, actually happen.
Yes, exactly. So do you have an answer?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not killing a baby.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's move on to the next question then.
I mean, wait, no, was that the wrong answer? because, like, I've never heard of a terrorist baby.
Well, like I said, there's no right answers. There's no wrong answers. Just your honest answers, okay? Next question. The bank manager invites you to his house for a dinner party. At the end of the dinner party, he makes you an offer of $1 million to sleep with your wife. Do you accept his offer right away, discuss it with your wife first, or ask for more money?
Where the hell are you getting these questions? These are the most bizarre interview questions I've ever heard of. Like,
well, you know, these are pretty standard for employees who work at a bank. So do you have an answer?
I guess I would tell them no, thank you.
Okay, so you went with a different answer than any of the choices on that one.
Wait, that wasn't an option?
Okay, just one more question and then we're done. Your wife admits to you that she just set you up for a joke by having the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104 phone scam you by pretending to be the bank. Would you be happy or would you be mad?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You guys, are you serious?
Yeah.
This was a joke?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, man.
This was
all set up by Rebecca. She emailed us. She told us how much fun you had filling out that 100-question quiz. So we thought we would add a few more questions to it for you.
Oh, my God. I was sweating over here. I'm like, how could a terrorist be a baby? Like, that kept going through my head.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.